弟兄姐妹们平安。今天的经文是哥罗西书一至十六节。因为万有都是他造，都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的，能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。希伯来书一至十四节。天使岂不都是服役的灵，奉差遣为那将要承受救恩的人效力吗？启示录五章十一至十二节。我又看见且听见宝座与活物并长老的周围有许多天使的声音，他们的数目有千千万万，大声说，曾被杀的羔羊是配得权柄、丰富、智慧、能力、尊贵、荣耀、颂赞等。启示录二十二八至九节。这些事是我约翰所听见所看见的，我既听见看见了，就在指使我的天使脚前俯卧要拜他。他对我说，千万不可，我与你和你的弟兄众先知并那些守着书上言语的人同是做仆人的，你要敬拜神。谢谢。
Good afternoon.
下午好。
Today, all day, I'm speaking about angels.
这一天啊，牧师整天的讲道都是讲天使。
Someone asked me, what are angels? What do they do? How do they help us?
有的人问牧师，天使什么样的呢？他们怎么样来帮助我们呢？
There's a story about a missionary who lives on some islands near Australia.
有一个故事呢，谈到就是一个牧师，他在靠近澳洲的一个海岛上的故事。
The natives from the land were angry at the missionaries, and one day they went all around the house.
当地的人呢，就是对他们这个宣教呢，非常的不高兴。然后呢，他们就围着这个房子。
They wanted to burn the house down.
他们想把这个房子烧掉。
John and his wife prayed for safety.
John 约翰和他的妻子呢，就为他们的平安来祷告。
They were terrified all night.
他们这个外边一直恐吓他们整个的晚上。
But in the morning, the natives had left.
到早晨起的时候呢，这些个当地的人就都默默地走开了。
They didn't know why they didn't burn the house down.
他们不知道为什么他们没有把房子烧掉。
A year later, one of the chiefs of the natives became a Christian.
一年以后呢，这个当地的这个人的头呢，首领呢，就信了主。
They said, last year, why did you not burn the house down and kill the missionaries?
他们这个庄呢，就问那个头，就为你们为什么你们那天没有把房子烧掉，然后把我们。这个杀掉这宣教士呢
？They said we were too afraid because there are all these men protecting the house.
他说那个人说我们非常害怕，因为好多人在这个房子周围来保护这个房子。
The missionary said it's only my wife and me in my house. There are no men guarding the house.
这个宣教士这个约翰就说那天没有别的人，只有我和我的太太在那里。
The chief said, "No, there were hundreds of men standing around in shining garments, holding a sword in their hands."
他说不是，那天有很多的人穿着他们洁白的衣服，拿着宝剑在那守护着。
What happened?
发生什么事情呢
？It seems as if God had sent His angels to surround the house and scare away.The natives.
看起来呢，好像是神差遣天使让这些个天使来保护这个房子，然后把那些个当地人赶走了，吓走了。
See, God's angels work in mysterious ways to protect His people.
神的天使呢，用一非常奇妙的方式来保护他的百姓。
Now, when we say angels, we mean those spiritual beings created by God, higher than man.But who have remained obedient to God and carry out His will, but there are other angels, we call them evil spirits, who have disobeyed God and now oppose God.
这个天使这个定义呢，就是神是创造，他们是神创造的，他们是比人更高的 啊，属灵的存在，灵性的存在。像其中一些呢，就是好的天使啊，他们仍然在服从神，执行他的旨意。然而那些堕落的天使呢，他们不服从神的旨意，他们失去了圣洁的地位，现在呢，反对并且阻碍神的工作。
Today we think about the good angels.
今天我们只想那些好的天使
，not the evil spirits.
不想那些邪。
That's for another sermon.
以后再讲那些个。
But the Hebrew term for angel is malak, and the Greek word for angel is angelos.
知道天使的希伯来语是 malak， 但是相应的希腊词呢是 angelos。
That's me.
Angelos. Angelos 就是。
And they use different words to describe the angels in the Old and the New Testament, but we won't look at that. But you'll notice many times angels.Company of angels, a whole variety of ways to say the angels.
在圣经上有很多的啊词来说这个天使，有的说啊叫啊神的儿子，有的说叫神的天使，各种各样的就是很多的名字。
So where did they come from?
那么这天使从哪来的呢
？Because God created man and woman and all the lands. What about the angels?
啊，在创世纪只提到神创造男人和女人啊，地上的一切的生物，但是。那天使从哪儿来的呢
？God created the angels as well.
神天使也是神所创造的。
Psalm 145:2-5 says, "Praise him, all his angels; praise him, all his heavenly hosts. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created."
在诗篇的128篇二节还有五节那里说，你他的众使者都要赞美他，他的诸君都要赞美他。愿这些都赞美耶和华的名，因为他一吩咐，便都造成。
And Colossians 1:16 says, "By him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. God created the angels."
哥罗西书1:16那里说因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的、能看见的、不能看见的，天使都是神所造的。
The angels are not like us. They're not human. They are spiritual beings.
啊，天使呢不像人，他们完全是属灵的生物，或者叫属灵的存在。
Sometimes they appear in human form and they look human, but that's just for a period of time.
虽然有的时候他们以人形的啊人的形式出现，但是啊，他们本质上还是灵。
Hebrews 1:14 says, "Are not all angels ministering spirits?" Sent to serve those who will inherit salvation.
希伯来书1:14那里说，天使岂不是都是服役的灵，奉差遣为那些将要承受救恩的人效力吗
？So they are spirit. You cannot see them normally.
啊，所以呢，天使是灵，一般的时候你肉眼看不见他们。
But they come to serve you to help you.
但是呢，他来了是要帮助你，要来服侍你。
Fourthly.Because they are created, angels should not be worshipped.
因为啊，天使也是被造物，它是被神创造出来的，所以呢，他们不应当接受敬拜。
We only worship God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We do not worship angels.
我们只应当敬拜神、圣父、圣子、圣灵，但是呢，我们不应当敬拜天使。
Fifthly, how many angels are there?
第五个就是。到底有多少天使呢
？The Bible says thousands upon thousands upon thousands. It's a very big number.
啊，圣经说呢，圣经说天使呢，服侍神的天使有千千万万，有很多很多。
Yeah. And then, how do they appear?
啊，那天使他们看起来是怎么样子的呢
？Most times you do not see them.
有的很多时候你根本看不见天使。
In the Old Testament, God opened Balaam's eyes to see the angel of God.
你知道吗？在旧约里的时候，神开了巴兰的眼睛，打开了巴兰的眼睛，巴兰才看到。
Then the Lord opened Balaam's eyes, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the road with his sword drawn. So he bowed down and fell face down.
民数记22:31那里说，当时耶和华使巴兰的眼目明亮，他就看见耶和华的使者站在路上，手里有拔出来的刀。巴兰般低头伏伏在地。
But when you do see angels in the Bible, they always have a male appearance.
当你在圣经中，当你看到天使呢， 这些天使出现的都是以男性的外表来出现的。
They can be mistaken for men.
有的时候他们跟男人就是跟人啊非常的啊混淆。
Luke 24, while they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them.
在路加福音24:4，那里说正在猜疑之间，忽然有两个男人站在那里。圣经说这是两个人啊，在这里呢是那英语呢两个男人站在旁边，衣服放光。
And sometimes the glory of the Lord shines from them.
有的时候呢，神的荣耀从他们的身上呢发出来。
Luke 2 verse 9, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
你知道路加福音2:9那里说，有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。
Often they're wearing white clothing of brilliant appearance. You can't miss them.
有的时候呢，他们啊穿着非常荣耀的啊穿着洁白的衣服，他们周身放着光芒，所以呢，你不会误认他的。
Can anyone see an angel here?
哎
，over there, over there.
我们人是不是你能看见天使吗？是不是在这儿或者在这儿呢
？Anyway,
是不是在任何地方能看见天使？
It would be very clear if an angel appeared and they were bright and colorful, we would be terrified like the disciples were terrified. Take a step back.
如果在这里，我们有个天使站着啊，他又放光，我们每个人都害怕，我们会退到后边去。
Matthew says his appearance was like lightning and his clothes were white as snow.
马太福音28:3那里说他的相貌如同闪电，衣服洁白如雪。
A couple of things to be clear about. Number one, there are no angels in the Bible that appear in female form.
你知道吗？在圣经中呢，没有任何的迹象表明呢，天使是以女性的形式出现的。
There's no explicit reference to them all having wings.
也没有明确的指出来说这些个天使都有翅膀。
But Daniel 9:21, Gabriel is flying.Revelation 14:6 speak about the angels as flying, so people think if they're flying, they probably have wings. That's what they think.
尽管在但以理书9:21说那里说加百列飞来，还有启示录14:6那里呢说有天使来飞翔，我们人们都想啊，这个天使一定有翅膀，其实并不一定，他们真的有翅膀。
The cherubim and the seraphim angels.Have wings, the Bible says.
在天圣经中还有两类的天使，叫基路伯和撒拉弗。这两个中的啊天使呢，他们是有翅膀的，因为圣经上描述他们。
But we don't know if that is for every angel.
但是我们不知道是不是说每一个天使都是有翅膀的。
Let's think about their capacities and powers.
我们下面先想到神这个天使的全能和他们的能力。
In the Bible, they talk to the angels.
在圣经中呢，他们啊给神给天使说话。
I've never talked to an angel.
但是呢，我没有从来没跟天使说过话。
In the Revelation, 22:8-9, can you read that for us?
在启示录22:8-9，启示录22:8-9，这些事是我约翰所听见、所看见的。我既听见、看见了，就在指示我的天使脚前俯伏要拜他。他对我说：“千万不可，你和你的众弟兄、众先知。”并那些守这书上言语的人，同是做仆人的，你要敬拜神。
So John was going to worship at the feet of the angel. The angel said, "No, worship God only."
啊，这个约翰呢，就跪在天使的脚前要拜他。那天使说，不要拜我，要拜神。
Now some angels, as we see, are holy angels.
啊，有些天使呢是圣洁的天使。
Jesus says in Mark 8:38, can you read that?
来马可福音8:38，马可福音8:38说，凡在这淫暗淫乱罪恶的时代，把我和我的道当作可耻的，人子在他父的荣耀里并圣天使降临的时候，也要把那人当作可耻的。
So you have the holy angels who listen to God, and then you have others who have fallen away from God, who are lying and sinning angels. They are the evil spirits, the demons.
我们有这个好的天使啊，他们但是呢，有那些堕落的天使。圣经描述他们是啊说谎的和犯罪的，那是邪灵。
John 8:44 says，
约翰福音8:44那里说，你们是出于你们的父魔鬼， 你们父的私欲你们偏要行，他们从起初是杀人的，不守真理，因他心里没有真理，他说谎是出于自己，因他本来是说谎的，也是说谎之人的父。
Angels have a special knowledge but they do not know as much as God.
啊，这个天使呢有很多的知识，但是呢他们并不像神那样全无所不知。
Only God knows everything.
只有神知道一切，只有神是全知的。
But angels are with God and they hear things and God tells them things.
啊，这个天使呢知道了神呢把这个事情呢告诉天使，然后天使就知道这些事情。
They convey God's word to us and they interpret visions.
他们把神的话语传达给我们，解释给我们，并且给我们解释这些啊异象。
And then they possess great power, but they are not omnipotent. They are not all powerful like God. Powerful, but not as powerful as God.
他们这个天使呢也有强大的能力，但是呢也不是无所不能，只有神是全能的。
They have titles, principalities, powers, authorities, dominions, thrones. It speaks of power.
他们的头衔呢又叫啊，在圣经中叫执政的、掌权的、有权柄的啊啊、主治的、有权位的，都是谈到他们的能力。
The Bible also says they are stronger and more powerful than humans. 2 Peter chapter 2.
在彼得前书二章十一节说，天使他们虽然能力比人更大。
In Psalm 103 he says, "You his angels, you mighty ones, they are mighty."
啊，在诗篇的103:20那说，听从他旨意，成就他成听从他命令，成就他旨意，有大能天使，那些大天使是有大能的。
And we see their power in the effects of their work. When God sends an angel to destroy his God's enemies, the angel destroys them.
你知道吗？这个天使的工作也是影响是非常大的。在历代之下那里，32:21说，耶和华就差遣一个使者进入到亚述王的营中，他就把所有大能的勇士和官长、将帅都消灭掉了。
But their power comes from God, and they use it under God's authority.
他们的能力呢是来自神，他们也是在神的意志当中来使用他们的能力。
Angels do not marry or have children.
啊，天使呢啊不结婚也不能生育。
It says at the resurrection, people will neither marry nor be given in marriage. They will be like the angels in heaven.
马太福音22:30那里说，当复活的时候，人呢也不娶也不嫁，乃像天上的使者一样。
Listen carefully.
你仔细听。
Some people think that when you die, you become an angel. No.
有的人说啊，说当你死了的时候呢，你就像天使一样。不是的。
You are always a human.
你总是个人。
Angels are different.
啊，天使是另是完全不同的另一类。
One day when Jesus comes back again, we will receive a new body. We live.As Ange Gratzuners, Liam Bozang, whoever you are, it is you who goes into heaven forever with a new body. You are not an angel.
当啊，在当耶稣再来的时候，我们每个人的复活都是啊变有都一个新的身体，但是活着的呢，不是像天使一样，跟天使完全不一样的。
The only way you will be like an angel is that you don't get married.
嗯，就是当你只有一个。
That's the point.
你只有一个，就是啊，当你啊复活的时候呢，像天使，就是我们不再结婚。
Okay, now let's think about how the angels are organized. There is the top angel is called the archangel.
那我们下边谈到这个天使他们是怎么组织起来的？啊，有的时候呢又叫天使长。
His name is Michael.
天使长他的名字呢叫米迦勒。
We hear about him in the book of Jude and in the book of Daniel. The archangel is Michael.
我们知道啊，天使长呢，在犹大书9和单以理书12呢，那都叫做。
The other one who is mentioned next is Gabriel.
第二个呢，就是加百列。
You've heard of Gabriel, I hope.
啊，我不知道你听过加百列吗
？Not playing the keyboards back here.
不是。
The other Gabriel.
是另一个加百列。
He is the one who comes at Christmas, right?
你知道吗
？Brings the message to John.About the birth of John the Baptist and the birth of Jesus to Mary, the angel Gabriel came.
你知道吗？天使加百列向这个 在撒加利亚宣布了这个施洗约翰的诞生，向玛利亚宣告了耶稣的诞生。
He's also mentioned in the book of Daniel.
啊，在但以理书上也提到了。
Then we have a special group called Seraphim.
还有另一类的天使叫撒拉弗。
It's in the book of Isaiah, chapter 6. Only mentioned once. The Seraphim are mentioned once in the Bible.
在圣经中呢，只提到一次，在以赛亚书第六章。
And then we have cherubim angels.
在另一个呢，就是叫基路伯。
They are frequently mentioned in the Bible. They're everywhere.
啊，在圣经中呢，有很多地方提到基路伯。
They appear like human beings. They have wings, and they serve God in the world.
他们看起来呢像人，有翅膀。他们以某种特殊的形式方式呢来服侍神。
And then there's another angel the Bible says a lot about is the angel of the Lord.
还有一种天使呢，叫做主的耶华的天使。
Now, Bible scholars are not 100% sure what the angel of the Lord refers to.
这个啊，圣经的学者呢，并不能完全的确信耶华的使者到底是怎么回事。
Sometimes it just means an angel with a special job.
有的人呢，啊，就看起来神的天使呢，就是一个有特殊使命的天使。
Sometimes I think it's Jesus in the Old Testament.
有的人呢是啊，在啊是耶稣在道成肉身之前他的显现。
And sometimes it just seems to be another way of referring to God.
还有另一种形式，就是神他自己啊，以人的形式出现的，所以呢，他成自己。
In the Old Testament, when they say the angel of the Lord, sometimes it means God has come.
有的时候呢，在圣经中，在旧约里说耶和华的天使来了，那个就是神来了。
So what do the angels do, and how can they help us?
那么天使做什么呢？他怎么样来帮助我们呢？
The first thing they do is they praise and glorify God.
第一个呢，他们是这些天使呢，不断的赞美荣耀神。
In the book of Revelation, it says there are thousands upon thousands of angels around the throne of God.
在启示录第五章11节到12节那里说，在神的宝座周围有千千万万的天使。
And they're singing and they're saying, Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. They are worshiping God.
他们啊唱歌，他们大声说，曾被杀的羔羊是配得权柄、丰富、智慧、能力、尊贵、荣耀和颂赞的。他们在那里赞美敬拜神。
Secondly, they bring God's message to men and women in the Bible.
第二个呢，他们把神的信息传达给人。
Gabriel spoke to Zechariah and Mary.
加百列呢，同撒加利亚和玛利亚说话。
An angel appeared to Philip.
一个天使呢，向腓力显现。
An angel spoke to Cornelius.
天使呢，和加百哥尼流交谈。
An angel spoke to Peter. Remember, he brought him out of jail.
你知道吗？天使对彼得说话，他把他从监狱里带出来。
An angel spoke to Paul in Acts 27.
天使呢，对保罗说话，在使徒行传的27章。
Listen to what Paul says there.
这是保罗说的。啊，来，在27章23到25节那里说，因我所属所侍奉的神，他的使者昨夜站在我旁边说，保罗，不要害怕，你必定站在凯撒面前，并且与你同产的人，神都赐给你了，所以众位可以放心，我信神，他怎样对我说事情，要怎样成就。
I've never spoken to an angel. An angel has never spoken to me.
我从来没有跟天使说话，天使呢也没有跟我说过话。
But in the Bible, the angels speak to bring God's message to some people.
但是在圣经呢，神通过天使把信息传达给人。
But they come to minister to believers.
天使呢，还有呢，他来服侍圣徒，服侍信徒。
To protect us from harm and danger.
保护我们呢，免受伤害和危险。
You see, in the Bible reading, we read about how the angel released Peter from prison.
在《使徒行传》的12章5到11节那里呢，说的了天使呢怎么样让彼得从监狱里拯救出来。
He hit Peter on the side and said, "Wake up!"
他站在这个彼得的旁边呢，拍醒了他说：“起来。
”Put on your clothes and your sandals. We have to leave the prison.
那你束上带子，穿着鞋，你得要离开这个监狱了。
Wrap your cloak around you and follow me, the angel told him.
披上外衣，跟着我来做。
Peter thought he was having a vision, then he realized it wasn't a vision, he was leaving the jail.
彼得呢，一开始都认为是见了异象，不知道天使做的是真的，后来真的哦，是真的，天使把他从监狱里带出来。
There's a lady in Philadelphia who was working in a Christian ministry called Teen Challenge. She was home alone.
啊，有一个姊妹呢，她叫 Mila， 她呢在费城的青少年挑战赛的市中心呢工作。
The gangs who lived in the area used to terrorize the Teen Challenge building, and they would shout and scream. And this night, they were shouting and screaming and knocking on the door.
啊，一个邻近的帮派的团伙呢，喜欢恐吓那些进入这个青少年。挑战大楼的人，他们呢？他们在外边就是敲门了，然后叫唤。
And Myra was afraid.
那 Myra 呢？她就非常的害怕。
But she prayed and she thought she'll try to minister the gospel. So she opened the door to these young hooligans and gangs.
你知道吗？她虽然害怕，但是她觉得她应当给这些人传福音。所以她就做了个祷告，然后呢，她就打开门。啊，他祷告的求神呢，来帮助他。
And when she opened the door, the shouting stopped.
当他打开门的时候，那些个男孩子们喊叫呢就停止了。
When she opened the door, they looked, and then they looked at each other.
当他们啊打开门的时候，他们看见了，他们瞪着眼看着，然后呢互相再看看。
And then they left.
然后他们静静的都离开了。
Or shut the door, went back inside, safe.
哎，慢了呢。他就把门关上，就回家了。他是回到楼里去，他非常的平安。
Later, the ministry director met some of these gang people and said, "What happened the other day? You came to the teen challenge, and Myra opened the door, and you left."
后来呢，在这个啊楼里的工作人员跟那些帮派的团伙呢建立了关系。后来他就问那天啊为什么卖了一个人在那里啊你们啊却没有伤害他就走了呢
？They said we wouldn't touch her after her boyfriend turned up.
那些人说，他的男友一出现呢，我们就不敢碰他了。
That man was 7 feet tall.
说那个家伙呢，7英尺高。
And the director said, "The girl Myra, she doesn't have a boyfriend."
啊，他说，这个主人就说，这个 Myra 她根本没有男朋友。
And she was home by herself that day.
她那天就是在家里自己在那里一个人。
And the members of the gang said, "No, no, no, no." When we looked at her behind her, standing behind her was this 7-foot-tall man in a big, classy white suit.
啊，他说不，我们见到了，他就站在他的身后，他穿着非常优雅的那些白色的西装。
So we ran away scared and frightened.
他说我们就跑了呀，因为非常害怕。
Who was that man in the big white suit?
那个穿着白色衣西服的人是谁呢？
The only thing we can think of is it was an angel appearing as a man in a big white suit to scare away the gangs.
这我们唯一能想到的就是，这时候神差遣的天使来穿着啊那个白色的西装，把那些个帮派的人赶吓走了。
I read a story this week, and it's not in your notes. Follow me, brother. It was some missionaries in Mozambique in Africa.
他说啊，牧师说有一个宣教士在非洲的莫桑比克。
They were arrested by the army, and they were driving them to a city.
他们被啊军队抓住了，然后呢，把他们带车里呢带到市里去。
And as they're driving along, they saw a big white man, it's like an angel, glowing with a sword in his hand, and he ran off the road.
啊，这个他看见了一个天使啊，就是很大的天使，穿着白色的衣服，然后拿着宝剑挥舞着。
The van turned upside down.
所以呢，这个车呢就开到另一边去了。
And then the prisoners, the Christians, instead of running away, they helped turn it back up, and they saved the soldier who was driving them.
啊，这个车呢就倒了，然后这些个宣教士呢并没有跑掉，而是帮着一个战士呢把这个车呢扶起来。
And the soldier said, "Why didn't you run away?"
那个问战士，那个士兵都问什么？你们为什么不跑呢
？So we are Christians. We haven't done anything wrong.
他们说我们是基督徒，我们没有做任何的错事。
They said to him, "Why did you drive off the road?"
他说：“为什么你开到那路上路那边去了
？”He said, "Didn't you see him up the front? This man, big man in a big white shining outfit with a sword in his hand, and we became afraid and we turned off the road.
他说你们又看见了，就在我们前面站着一个非常高大的人啊，穿着白洁白的衣服，来手里挥舞着剑，所以那开始的开道。
So whether in America or in Africa, God sometimes uses His angels to save His people.
无论是在美国，是在非洲，神呢都差遣的使者拯救他的百姓。
The angels, they have a real interest in you.
你知道吧？天使对你非常的感兴趣。
The Bible says that there is a big celebration in heaven over every sinner who repents. When you become Christians, the angels are celebrating.
说圣经说，当一个罪人悔改的时候，神的天使在天上都是这样为他欢喜。
That was Luke 15 verse 10.
这是路加福音十五章十节，说我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在神的使者面前也是这样的为他欢喜。
And it's not just God who is watching our lives. The Bible says the angels are spectators. They're watching our lives too.
你知道啊，在这里说，天不仅是神在观察我们的生活，天使也在观察我们的生活。他是我们生活的观众。
Paul says we have been made a spectacle for the whole universe to angels as well as to men. Everyone is watching our lives.
啊，哥林多前书四章九节那里说，我想神把我们使徒明明列在最后，好像定死罪的囚犯，因为我们成了一台戏给世人观看，所以天使也在观看我们的生活。
The Bible also says that in a parable in Luke 7:16, that when someone dies, it's the angels that help take us to heaven.
在路加福音的十六章那里是讲了一个耶稣讲了一个比喻，说当信徒死了以后呢，天使会把这个人呢带到天上去。
I don't know how that works. We die, we go to be with Jesus, but somehow the angels are involved in taking our spirit to Jesus.
我虽然不知道到底会发生什么事，但是当我们离开这个世界的时候呢，是天使把我们送到天上去的。
But God's holy angels also execute judgment upon the enemies of God.
天使呢也会对神的敌人呢进行审判的。
In 2 Kings 19, the angel of the Lord brought death to 185,000 people.
你知道在列王记下十九章那里说到，一个耶和华的使者一次就杀了185,000亚述人。
The book of Revelation is full of prophecies.Regarding the judgment to be administered by angels.
你知道，在启示里充满了由天使执行的，这个执行审判的这些预言。
And finally, the angels will be involved in the second coming. They will come back with Jesus when Jesus comes.
你知道吗？天使呢，还要参与耶稣的第二次降临。当耶稣再来的时候，这个天使呢，和他一同的再来。
So the angels were with Jesus at his birth.
你知道吧？这天使呢？当耶稣的出生的时候，天使在那里。
At his temptation,
当耶稣受试探的时候，他在那里。
At his resurrection,
当耶稣复活的时候呢？这个天使也出现。
And with him at his return.
所以呢，当最后当耶稣再来的时候，这个天使呢也会。
Says when the Son of Man comes in His glory and all the angels with Him, He will sit on His throne in heavenly glory. Jesus coming back with His angels.
当人子在他的荣耀里同着众天使降临的时候，要坐在他荣耀的宝座上。所以当耶稣再来的时候，那个天使也会同他一起的来。
And Matthew 24:31 it says, And he will send his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect, his people, from the four winds, from one end of the heavens to the other. The angels will bring in God's people.
马太福音24:31那里说，当他再来的时候，他要差遣使者，差遣天使，用号筒的大声，将他的选民从四方，从天这边到天那边都召集了来。他会把天使就神会差遣的天使，用号筒的大声，把他的选民从四方召来。
Friends, what do the angels teach us?
那么天使教导我们什么呢
？They teach us to worship God.
天使把我们指向呢，来敬拜耶稣，敬拜神。
They celebrate when we become Christians.
当我们成为基督徒的时候，天使在为我们欢呼，为我们庆祝。
They minister to believers and protect us and guide us and lead us.
他服侍我们这些圣徒，他帮助我们引导我们。
One final story as we finish.
最后一个故事。
It's another one I'm making up, so you follow me, brother.
是又另一个故事。
It's a story of a man in Persia who was selling Christian books.
说在波斯的一个人呢，他在卖这个基督徒的书，基督教的书。
Someone asked him, "Are you allowed to sell Bibles?"
有人问他，你允许你卖圣经吗？
He said, "Why, yes, we are allowed to sell these books anywhere in the country."
那人说，当然是了，我们可以啊，有权利可以在任这个国家的任何地方来卖这圣经。
Then the man said, "If you're allowed to sell Bibles anywhere, how is it then you are always surrounded by soldiers?"
他说啊，为什么你如果你要是啊，自可以自由的来在这卖圣经，为什么你老是那些个士兵在你旁边围着你啊？
The man said, "I planned 3 times to attack you, and each time when I saw the soldiers, I left you alone."
那人说，我本来有3次要攻击你，可是每一次看见这些兵士的时候呢，我就走了。
He says, "I no longer want to harm you. I'm leaving you alone."
他说，我再也不想伤害你了，我想留着你自己在这儿待着。
And a Christian bookseller said, "There are no soldiers anywhere."
那个人说，看了看说，没这里没有任何的士兵啊。
It seems as if God has sent His angels to protect him from the enemies.
你看了吧，好像是神差遣的天使来保护他，不受别人的伤害。
May God protect us through His holy angels, and may we be ready to meet our Savior on the day we go to be with Him.
Amen. 愿神也能来，我们求神来保守我们。当我们离开这世界的时候，我们希望能够见到主。
Let me pray. Lord God, we thank you for your holy angels.
天父，我们谢谢你，谢谢你的圣天使。
Your messengers.
你的信使。
Your protectors.
你的保护者。
Lord, sometimes we don't see them. We don't know when your angels are here, but we know they're here.
主啊，因为我们看不见天使，我们不知道他们在这里。
Lord, may we worship you as the angels worship you.
主啊，但愿我们来敬拜你，就像天使敬拜你一样。
May we trust in the Lord Jesus and His death and resurrection, because He is the Lamb who takes away the sin of the world.
但愿我们能够敬拜这位圣洁的羔羊，因为是耶稣把我们的罪完全的洗净的。And
we look forward to joining with the angels in heaven one day.
我们盼望着有一天能够加入的天使的行列。
Singing, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain."
来唱说啊，那些被杀的羔羊是应当称颂的。
Thank you, God, that you provide for us through your holy angels. We ask that we will keep trusting in you.
啊，谢谢你，你借着天使来帮助我们，帮助我们来继续的来信靠你。奉主耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
阿门。